So last night I talked about how this the development of metta, of any of the Brahmaviharas, were encouraged to follow the path of least resistance. So we try to start where these things come most easily and then gradually cultivate that metta muscle and bring in somewhat more challenging categories of people and beings as the metta gets stronger. But at any point in that sequence, we can come back, if necessary, to where it happens most easily. So if we find ourselves hitting an edge of some kind or getting caught in struggle, that's a sign to let go and take what I call a strategic withdrawal. And in this context, that is not cheating. It's actually skillful means. So in the Visuddhimagga, the teachings that developed after the Buddha's lifetime, as I said, the metta was offered for these different categories. The assumption was that starting with oneself was most easy. But as many of us know, starting with ourselves is not always easy. So today and last night, I started with a category of the benefactor. Now I'm going to invite you to work with metta for oneself with the caveat that if you find it challenging, feel free to just come back to the benefactor. Or if even that feels like too much, then just sit and practice mindfulness of breathing. Just a reminder that all of this is definitely a practice, and for many of us it takes a while to tune into. And sometimes people say, well, I've been doing it, but it's just so dry and mechanical and I'm not feeling anything. That is totally fine. You know, we're not doing it to get an emotion. If we're doing it to get something, then we have an agenda and it's not the unconditional metta that we're aiming towards. It's really about cultivating intention. It's kind of like we're planting seeds. We're planting seeds in a garden and we don't actually know when they may flower. So even if all you did all this weekend was sat silently and mechanically recite these phrases, trust me, that is time really well spent. So we're fortunate that intention is what's important, not results. And as I also said last night, all of these practices are euphemistically known as purification practices because they're designed to show us what gets in the way of metta. So if you find yourself really bored or frustrated or locked in judgment, that's actually a sign that the practice is working because we can see what's getting in the way and we have an option, an opportunity to relate to it more skillfully. If we don't see it and we're just caught in those habits, then there's nowhere to go with them. So if perhaps you start to contact some of this non-metta, the instruction is to try to offer metta to the non-metta itself. So I'd like to invite us to give it a go.